Hello, friends, and welcome to another exciting episode of Nali Bali. Forgiveness means different things to different people. But in general, it involves an intentional decision to let go of resentment and anger. The act that hurt or offended you might always be with you, but working on forgiveness can lessen the act's grip on you. It can help free you from the control of the person who harmed you. Sometimes forgiveness might even lead to feelings of understanding, empathy, and compassion for the one who hurt you. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing the harm done to you. It also doesn't necessarily mean making up with the person who caused the harm. Forgiveness brings a kind of peace that allows you to focus on yourself and helps you go on with your life. Let's listen to today's story called Rapid Lengths to Forgive, written by Lihlono Loriba. But before we listen to today's story, let's all get up and...
Dance!
Rabbit was hopping around the fields looking for friends who would play with him. He then saw Cat and Rooster playing a hopping game that had squares scratched into the bare ground.
Ooh, I absolutely love hopping games. I'll ask if I can join them,
said Rabbit as he hopped up to Cat and Rooster.
Hello, Cat. Hello, Rooster.
Rabbit greeted them.
Hello, Rabbit.
Cat and Rooster answered at the same time.
May I please come and play with you?
Rabbit asked.
I don't mind you joining us,
said Cat.
I don't mind either,
said Rooster. So Rabbit joined Cat and Rooster. Cat had the first turn. He jumped easily from one square to another until he had completed the whole game. Then Rooster had a turn. He flew from one square to another until he had also completed the whole game. Then it was Rabbit's turn. Because Rabbit was very good at hopping, he wanted to show off his hopping skills and hop higher than Cat and Rooster. Rabbit proudly hopped very high from one square to another. Cat and Rooster were very impressed. As soon as Rabbit had completed the game, he carried on hopping and hopping because he was so happy and proud. He hopped and hopped and hopped and then accidentally hopped on one of Cat's paws. Cried out in great pain. Rooster rubbed Cat's paw, while Rabbit stood and shook with fear because he could see that he had hurt Cat really badly. Thanks to Rooster rubbing Cat's paw, it soon started to feel better.
I'm very sorry, Cat. It was a mistake. Please forgive me.
Rabbit begged.
It's okay, Rabbit. I know that you didn't mean to hurt my paw. It was a mistake. So I forgive you.
Cat replied. The following day, Rabbit went back to Cat and Rooster with the hope that they would let him play with them again.
Hello, Cat. Hello, Rooster.
Rabbit greeted them.
Hello, Rabbit.
Cat and Rooster said together.
Would you mind if I joined you once again? I had so much fun playing with you two yesterday.
Rabbit asked.
I don't mind you joining us,
Cat said.
I don't mind you joining us either,
said Rooster. Again, Cat had the first turn, then it was Rooster's turn. He flew from one square to another until he had completed the whole game. But as Rooster was flying away, he accidentally flapped his wings in Rabbit's eyes.
My eye! Rooster flapped his wing in my eye!
Rabbit cried out in great pain. K Cat gently blew cold air into Rabbit's eye to make it better. While Rooster stood and shook with fear because he could see that Rabbit was in great pain, Rabbit's eye started to feel better.
Oh my! I am very sorry, Rabbit. It was a mistake. Please, please forgive me.
Rooster begged.
Now what? I will not forgive you. You should be more careful where you flap your wings.
Rabbit replied rudely. Rooster was sad that Rabbit would not forgive her. The following day, Rabbit went back to Cat and Rooster with the hope that they would let him play with them again.
Hello, Cat. Hello, Rooster.
Rabbit greeted them.
Hello, Rabbit.
Rooster and Cat responded together.
Would you mind if I joined you? I had so much fun playing with you two yesterday.
Rabbit asked.
No!
Cat and Rooster said together.
But why not?
Rabbit asked in shock.
The other day, you hopped on my paw by mistake. You asked for forgiveness, and I forgave you. But yesterday, when Rooster flapped his wing in your eye by mistake, you refused to forgive him. So, we don't want to play with you anymore. You don't know how to forgive.
Cat said firmly. Cat and Rooster continued playing on their own. As Rabbit sadly hopped away, he realized that he had been very unfair to Rooster.
Cat, Rooster, please forgive me for not forgiving Rooster when he flapped his wing in my eye by mistake. It was very selfish of me, because Cat forgave me when I hopped on her paw by mistake. I am so sorry, and I promise I will be forgiving from now on.
Said Rabbit, showing how truly sorry he was. So Cat and Rooster forgave Rabbit, and in turn, Rabbit learned how to forgive others. From then on, the three often played together and always had lots of fun. And so we come to the end of another Nali Bali story time. Today's story was called Rabbit Learns to Forgive, written by Litlonolo Riba. Did you know that reading and telling stories to children at home can help them do better at school? If you want free stories to read to your children or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit Nali Bali website, www.nalibali.org, or Mobi site, www.nalibali.mobi. You'll find stories in 11 South African languages, as well as tips for reading and sharing stories with your children to grow their potential. Also look out for the bilingual Nali Bali Reading for Enjoyment supplements with great children's stories and activities available in newspapers. Nali Bali. It starts with a story.